The Hawaii Health Systems Corporation, or HHSC, operates 12 hospitals and medical centers throughout the state and receives millions of dollars in taxpayer subsidies. Chief Executive Officer Dr. Linda Rosen says the financial outlook for HHSC is dire.
We have revised our budget request. This year we're at $15 million for emergency appropriation. We estimate our shortfall for the biennium approximately $90 million in 16 and about $115 in 17. Those are approximate numbers.
That's more than $220 million in state subsidies until 2017. The HHSC board supports the measure to allow a public-private partnership on Maui. Dr. Nicole Apoliona, a family practice physician from Kula, says Maui needs a new health system model.
Maui Memorial Medical Center is our only acute care hospital, and if it fails or is forced to make significant cuts, I will not be concerned for my job. I will be concerned for the health of my family. The power to stop the bleeding and save our hospitals is in your hands. Please pass HB 1075 and allow Maui residents to have access to a sustainable, quality health care system.
But the labor unions have strongly opposed any change or merger because of the loss of civil service benefits for their members who are currently classified as state employees. Michelle Kurihara-Klein is the legislative officer for the Hawaii Government Employees Association, HGEA.
This deal is not a partnership as it's guised to be, but an acquisition where the state is paying and the private operator will assume no risks at the expense of the employees and at the expense of the care for the islands.
United Public Workers Government Affairs Specialist Flo Kong-Ki voiced the bottom line.
I know that people think that the unions are selfish and all we care about are the jobs of our members. Of course we're concerned about their jobs. Where will they go on the island of Maui? How many medical facilities, right, options do they have if they lose those jobs?
Hawaii Pacific Health, owner of Kapi'olani, Straub, Palimomi, and Wilcox Memorial Hospitals, is interested in partnering with Maui Memorial Medical Center. President and CEO Ray Vara says Hawaii Pacific Health is postured very well overall and in a position to help.
The only reason that we have an interest right now in pursuing this is because we see HHSC as an unsustainable system. And when that system breaks, which we believe it will, it's going to hurt the people of Hawaii and it's going to hurt those communities. And frankly, that affects all of us.
Senate Health Committee Chair Josh Green, an emergency room doctor from West Hawaii, says a partnership on Maui should be considered and in the other counties when they're ready. Green says this would provide a possible solution for medical care on the neighbor islands.
Healthcare system costs will always continue to rise if we keep with the same model. And I think that we're trying to rein it in and have a slightly more sensible solution and a more sensible structure.
The bill now goes to the Senate Judiciary Committee, which will provide an opportunity to focus on the labor union issues and civil service rules. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.